Taxes are one of the ways our cities and counties carry out their business. Citizens here do pay taxes, but the impressive story is what they've accomplished by raising money on their own to take care of the needs where they live. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Deb Johnson knows the joys and challenges of living in small-town America.
Shickley's, what, about 350 people. So many times your small towns lose their school or consolidate with others, and you see that towns start to go downhill.
She is a resident of Shickley, Nebraska, and a member of the Shickley Community Foundation. That group has helped raise an endowment, the interest from which will award about $60,000 in local grants just this year. They've helped build a greenhouse, a preschool and early childhood learning center at the school, and many other projects around town. Judy Licky says it's made this a big little town, as they call it.
The ball programs, the school program, the fact that we still have a grocery store, such a cool library. For the most part, I think there's just a spirit of optimism in our community, and I think the Community Foundation really helps with that.
Shickley has made all of these improvements without tax money. They work hard to tell their story and rely on the generosity of locals who give toward their own future.
You have more ownership of those things. I think if it's not taken through the tax dollars, and the tax dollars is like, oh, well, let, you know, the government or whatever take care of it. But this gives that sense of ownership. You know, I gave to that. I put money in there.
They made it a point to visit with just about everyone who lived in their school district and contacted countless others with roots here in Shickley. What has been accomplished affects everyone.
Once you start going through the list of the things that we have granted to over the years, there's hardly anybody in the community that hasn't, at some point or other, been touched by something that we granted to.
Their story has even been noticed nationally with articles and publications like the New York Times. We conclude our visit next time as we travel the countryside. In Shickley, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.